Let's start again from like your chesam and beis, like 2, 4, 6, 8 lines in the bottom. Right, the Gemara said that we had two Tanaim over here, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. So what's Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Yossi is the one who we're going to quote soon that makes a kal v'chomer. How do you know that that Kodesh goes up to Ravi? It doesn't say it anywhere beferish in the Torah. So he learns it from a kal v'chomer. So that Rabbi Yossi who makes a kal v'chomer to learn a V can't hold of Rabbi Kiva's drasha, which we discussed yesterday, which is Yitma Yitame, which says that any oichel or mashke that's in the avira of a klicheres, which the klicheres is a rishain, so not only does it become tame, but it's also metame other things, which means to say that by chulin it goes midaraisa up to a shlishi. So on that, Ravina asked. In that Rava said, Rabbi Yossi, who made the Kal v'chomer, can't hold of Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Yitma Yitame, and Rabbi Kiva, who holds of the drasha of Yitma Yitame, can't hold of the Kal v'chomer. So on that, the Gemara said, Bishlama Rabbi Yossi, let's start with like Rabbi Kiva. I understand why Rabbi Yossi can't hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Ravi B'Kodesh Hu Pasul. How do you know that a Ravi B'Kodesh is Pasul altogether? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a Kodesh goes up to a Ravi. Teretz is v'dinu. You learn it from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Uma mechusar kippurim, shemuta b'truma, pasul v'kodesh. Someone who's mechusar kippurim, they already went to the mikveh. They already had harav shemesh. The only thing they're lacking is bringing their kabbanos. So, like we said yesterday from the Gemara in Yevamis, that person is allowed to already eat truma, and nonetheless he cannot eat kachim. So shlishi. A shlishi, shepozal b'truma, a shlishi is also to truma, because we know that truma goes up to a shlishi, and it didn't she ask her a v'yig b'kodesh, so kol shekein that he should ask her a v'yig b'kodesh. So that's the kal v'chomer, how we know that a v'yig b'kodesh is a problem. Fir tois de b'raisa v'lamadnu shlishi b'kodesh min ha-tayra. How do you know a shlishi b'kodesh? That's min ha-tayra. That we have psukim for, like we're going to say in a moment, and you don't need a kal v'chomer to teach us that. Or revi mi kal v'chomer, and a revi b'kodesh is learned from the kal v'chomer. Shlishi min ha-Torah, where do you know that shlishi b'kodesh is even from the psukim? Where do you see that? The chsiv, like we said earlier in our sugya as well, v'abasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo ye'ochel, any basar of kachim that touches anything that's considered tamei becomes asar and cannot be eaten. The pasuk is talking about anything that's called tame. Doesn't it also include that it touched the sheni? A sheni is also called tame. So baser that touched the sheni, the parish says beferish lo yeachol. Baser kodesh that touched the sheni cannot be eaten. That means obviously a sheni makes a shlishi by kachim. And revi and the kal v'chomer. So all you need the kal v'chomer for is the revi. What's the kal v'chomer? Kedamrin, like we said in the beginning of the brisa. So now that this is the brisa, again says the Gemara of Isalka Daitach Savar Kerabbi Kiva, if you are going to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Yitma Yitame, Nesni Nami Ravi Betruma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. So why did Rabbi Yossi only get up to a Shlishi Betruma and a Ravi B'Kodesh? He should have one step more, because even Chulin has, according to Rabbi Kiva, a shlishi. That means Truma, according to Rabbi Kiva, should have a Ravi. If Truma, according to Rabbi Kiva, has a Ravi, so then the if you hold of these Kal v'chomers, so then the Kal v'chomer should add another step based on the Kal v'chomer from Mechusar Kippurim by Kachim to get even to a Chamishi. From the fact that it only gets up to a Ravi and not up to a Chamishi, must be that he doesn't hold of Rabbi Kiva. The Rishonim point out that really there's many ways that the Gemara could have said it over here. Really, the Gemara could have also said, if Shlishi, according to Rabbi Kiva, is min ha-Torah, so then that means the Torah, Yitma Yitame, that means the Torah called Shlishi Tame. So a Ravi B'Kodesh doesn't even need a Kal v'chomer, doesn't even need to be learned from Truma. It could be learned from the from the pasuk that we said before. Habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei, it touched anything that the Torah refers to as tamei, including a shlishi, becomes lo yayachol, becomes aser, which means to say that in the Torah it already says that a revi b'kadosh is aser. You don't even need a kal v'chomer. So it must be that Rav Yossi, who makes this kal v'chomer and only learns from the kal v'chomer a revi b'kadosh no further, does not hold the Rav Akiva's drasha of yitmei yitamei.
But how would the kal v'chomer work to get to a chamishi? There's no din that a mechuz v'kiburim can't eat.
Right, because a mechuz v'kiburim still can't eat truma. I'm sorry, cannot eat kachim, but he could eat truma. So if truma, if chulin goes up to a shlishi, that means truma would go up to a revi. So the kal v'chomer would be a revi, a mechuz v'kiburim whose mutter in truma is also b'kachim, so revi, which is also in truma, like kolshken, that it should make a chamishi b'kachim. I mean, the same exact kal v'chomer, just one step further.
Why is truma more chomer than eating? Meaning, why is there a kal v'chomer from what he can eat as a mechuz v'kiburim to adding a level of truma? Like, what's the connection?
So that's in general a question. I mean, it's because a mechuz v'kiburim is less chomer than a shlishi, because a mechuz v'kiburim is mutter lechatchila to have truma. A shlishi is not. Right? A shlishi is also for truma.
To add a level of truma is completely separate from that.
Right. So what you're basically asking is that you should say da'ir abamin adin liyis kinadin.
Right.
Right. So Rashi speaks this out. This is what the Gemara says in Saita. When the Gemara goes through this Brais Barichos, the Gemara says that there's a whole sukk in Bava Kama. If the Gemara calls it Daya de Mafra Kavachemer, if saying Daya will totally eradicate the Kavachemer, so then you don't say Daya. Or at least according to some Shitas, you don't say Daya. So this. That's why the Brisa continues that Shlishi is Minatayra. That means you don't need the Kal v'chomer to teach us from a Mechuz v'kiburim to teach us Shlishi B'kadosh, because that you know Minatayra. So if you're going to say Daya, then it comes out that the Kal v'chomer teaches you nothing. So you don't say Daya on such a Kal v'chomer. That's the way the Gemara in Saita learns this Brisa. Okay, so that's how we know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Ella Rabbi Akiva, let's say like Rabbi Yossi. How do you know that Rabbi Akiva, who starts in Yitmei Yitamei, doesn't hold of Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomers? So says the Gemara, Amalei Deloy Yishtamei Tana, the listener Ravi B'Chuma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. Since we don't find that you go through Shas, Mishnah is Brises, you never find anywhere a mention that there is a Tana out there that holds that Truma goes up to Ravi and Kodesh goes up to a Chamishi. If Rabbi Kiva held a Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomer, so like we said before, that should be the result. Must be Rabbi Kiva doesn't make Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomers. Now, why doesn't he make Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomers? He has a valid Kal v'chomer. So that the Gemara in Saita discusses again at length, and the Gemara has a pircha on the Kal v'chomer, because you're making a Kal v'chomer from Mechuz v'kiburim to a Shlishi b'Truma in a way, assuming that a Mechuz v'kiburim is more Kal because it's Mutter and Truma. In a way, Shlishi is more Chomer than Mechuz v'kiburim as well, because a Mechuz v'kiburim is an Av. It might be a weak Av, a lenient Av, but it's Seif Kol Seif an Av, whereas a Shlishi B'Truma is not an Av, it's a Vlad. It's a Vlad, the Vlad, the Vlad, in fact. So, the Dor Achron, the Gemara calls it in Saita, refutes the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yossi. So, it's Rabbi Akiva over here, who obviously doesn't make Rabbi Yossi's drushes, is Mestama because he holds of that Pircha, and the entire Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yossi is not valid. It's possible also, like we discussed before, that it has to do with the Kal v'chomer not being a good Kal v'chomer, because you could say Daya, and he doesn't hold of that rule of Daya the Mafra Kal v'chomer, but bottom line is Rabbi Akiva HaKarchach cannot hold of Rabbi Yossi's Kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara,
Rabbi Yossi answered this thing that there's no Tana. Why is that not a problem for him?
No, because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Yitma Yitame. Rabbi Yossi won't get like we got finished this before. Since Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold up of Rabbi Akiva, he won't get up. He starts by Shlish and Ravi. Only if you put the two together, if you hold the Yitim Mitame and you hold the Kal Vachomer, then you should get to Ravi and a Chamishi. So since there's no Tana who says that there's a Ravi Bichum and Chamishi Bakadish with the name of Rabbi Akiva that we should pin on Rabbi Akiva, must be that there's that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that way. Fact to give more of anana hachi nigam, that's enough to rely on just because we don't find such a thing. That means Rabbi Akiva can't hold that way. Maybe punk, you never came across such a brisa. We never saw anywhere before. If not, you're just saying because we never found positively. Yeah, that's enough of a raya. So nafik Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi went out. Vitamer Rav Kahana, or others say it was Rav Kahana who went. The Dok Vashi, they went through the Mishnayos and Brises to try to find a clearer proof, a raya, that Rabbi Akiva does not hold the Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomers, and Vashkech, and they found the following raya. Hoditnan, this is a Mishnah Meseches Chagiga, our next big sugya of Tumantara, that says, Hakli Mitzarev is Masha Besoichoi Lekoidesh Avaloi Lechuma. It's listing off all the milas in Taras that Kachim have above what Chuma has, and Koshke and what Hulin has. One of them is Hakli Mitzarev Es Masha B'Soicha LeKodesh Avaloi LeChuma. A Kli is combines everything that's in it for Lagabi Kachim, meaning to say, normally, if there's two pieces of food next to each other, they're not touching each other. If you touch one, so the one you touch is Tamei, and the one you didn't touch is totally Tar. If they're touching each other, so then it becomes tamei because it touched the other food, not because it touched you, and therefore goes down. So the one that you, let's say you're an av, so the one you touch is a rishon, and the one that touched that one will become a shein. However, legabi kachim, all food that's in the same keli, they're all considered as if they're one. The kli is mitzarf them as if they're one. So let's say you have a bucket of apples, you touch one apple, all of the apples will be a rishon. That's one chumrah that kachim has that other things have don't have. Another one is haravi b'kodesh pasul ashlishi b'truma. How far down it goes? Like we know that in kodesh it goes up to haravi, whereas truma goes only up to ashlishi. The amar of chia bar abba amar of yechanan. Rav Chia bar abba said in the name of Rav Yechanan, may idusa shel rekiva nishnas mishnah zu. This mishnah chagiga that says this concept of kli mitzarif masha b'seichoi. Where did this come from? This came from the Eidus of Rabbi Akiva. The Tnan, Hoisif Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva was Moisif, another Chumrah that we see by Kachim, that Asoilis, Hakteris, Halavoina, Vagicholim, if you have flour that's in a Keli, or you have the Kteris that's in a Keli, or you have the Levoina, the frankincense that was used for other certain Menachis, it was in a keli, vakacholim, or even coals that are in a keli. So the halach is in naga tuliyem mitzasan. If the tuliyem touches even some of them, pasul is kulam. The keli is mitzaref them to become one, and now they're all pasul. So Rabbi Akiva was the one who taught us this klal of kli mitzaref. So it must be he's the Tan of the Mishnah in Chagiga who says kli mitzaref. Now, how do you know that this is Dirabonon? So the Machlokes Rashi Taisis over here, the way Rashi says is because we're talking about things that are most of the things that this Bryce Mishnah mentions is Kteris, Levoina, Gecholim, things that are not edible, so they're Midaraisa not food, they're Midaraisa not Makabotum in the first place. They're only Tamei Midarabonon. So since he said this rule of Kli Mitzarev by things that are Dirabonon, so it's Masha that we're understanding, that Rabbi Akiva understands that this Chumrah by Kodesh of Kli Mitzarev Masha B'Seichoi is a Derabanan, and therefore the Mishnah in Chagiga that lists this as one of the minus Derabanan over Chum and Chulin, it must be the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Now, further on, what does the Mishnah say? The next thing the Mishnah says is the next mila is that Truma goes up to a Shlishi, whereas Kachin goes up to Ravi. So, what do we see? Ravi in Chamishi Loi. that by kachim all you get is a revi, you don't have a chamishi. Similarly, by truma shlishi in revila, it only goes up to shlishi, not a revi. And we just got finished saying that this tana is a begiva. So I'm a kasavar. So what do we see? So it must be that Rabbi Kiva, even Rabbi Kiva holds that the maximum is Shlishi and Ravi respectively, and not Ravi and Chamishi. So it must be Rabbi Kiva doesn't make Rabbi Yossi's drushes. So now it's not just a lack of a positive that we don't have any place that says that there is such a thing as a Ravi, Betruma, and a Chamishi B'Kaidish. We have a Beferish Araya. This Tan is Rabbi Kiva, and he said the maximum is Shlishi and Ravi, not Ravi and Chamishi. Now says the Gemara, like we spoke out a moment ago, Alma Kesavra Tzirif Derabonim. We see from here that Rabbi Kiva must hold that Tzirif is Derabonim. Again, the way Rashi learns, the Raya that Tzirif is only Derabonim and not Deraisa is because it was said Legabi things that are not Makabal Tumami Deraisa. Must be that the whole concept of Tzirif is Derabonim. Says the Gemara, Pliya Derabonim. That which Rabbi Kiva said that this halacha that Kli Mitzarif Masha B'Sech is only the Rabbanon, that disagrees, that argues with Reb Chanan, the Amar Tzirif Deraisa, because he holds a Tzirif by Kachim, is Deraisa, it's Xeris HaKosav, it's learned from a Pasuk. Shenemar, and we're going to have this many times over Chanukah, this is the Psukkim of the Nesim, when the Nesim brought their Karbanis, it says, Kaf Achas, Asar Zahav Melech Teres, there was one Kaf, which was the weight of 10 Skalim of Zahav, and it was Milei HaKeteris, it was full of Keteris. From the fact that it says Kaf Achas, it doesn't just say Kaf Asar Zav Milei HaKeteris. So we darshan from the word Achas, that HaKosav also called Masha B'Kaf Achas, that the Kaf is all one, that even though there's many different kernels of Keteris inside, so only the one you touch should be Tame, and each one from there should go down a step, and the third one, the fourth one already should be Tar. No, the Torah says that everything inside is achas, as if you touch the whole thing together, because kli mitzarav masha b'seichel. So according to this shita, this concept of kli mitzarav masha b'seichel for kachim is not a takara derabbanan, but rather it's a deraisa. Tanan also. We learned a Mishnah Meseches Idiyos, when we're discussing all the idiyos, all the edus that different Tanayim said over on the day that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So al-machat shenimtzis b'basar, you find a needle in the meat of a carbon when you shecht it. Shasakin vayedayim tahiris, the knife that you shechted the animal with is tar, and you don't have to be choishish that it touched, that it became tummy, it touched the needle and became tummy from the needle. Vayedayim, and the yedayim as well, the hands of the kohen that was shechting and dealing with the animal is also tar, and again, we're not metame from the fact that it touched the needle. V'abasar tame, however, the meat of the carbon is going to be tame because the needle is stuck into the meat. Now we're going to see soon in the Gemara Namah Beis, we're going to discuss exactly what the nature of this needle is, what type of tame we're talking about over here. Nimtzis beperish, if let's say the needle was not stuck into the meat of the animal, but rather was in the digestive tract of the animal and was stuck into the waste products of the animal. So if that's the case, it's not touching any of the meat of the animal. It's inside the stomach. So therefore, hakol tar. So not only is the yadayim and the sakin going to be tar, but the meat is also going to be tar because the needle is not touching the meat.
Amir touched the behemoth at some point, like when it digested it.
Right. So kol zman behemoth is alive, it can't be makabel tumah. It can only be makabel tumah once it's dead. And at the time you shechted, if it's found in the stomach, so the assumption it didn't move after you killed it. So the assumption was by time you shechted it, it was already sitting there in the stomach and not in the meat.
And the sugya that we had before with the may paraduma, that was different. That was because it was paraduma water that it retained its tuma.
You're asking a good question. Over there, the water is also in the stomach.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a good question. The answer is that you have to say that water somehow on the way ends up touching the meat. The chayra. I don't know. Otherwise, Otherwise, if it's sitting in the stomach itself and it doesn't touch the meat, who cares if it's tummy? Yeah. Right, so again, so you found the needle in the meat of the carbon. The knife that you're cutting the carbon with and the hands of the kayin are going to be considered tar. We're not choshed that they became tummy from the machat. However, rabbasar tummy because it's directly in the basar. Whereas if it's nimsis beperish, if it's found in the waste products of the animal, then hakol tar, then even the meat is going to be tar. On that, Amar Rabbi Akiva, zakinu, from here where zeicha, it's a schus for us, that she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. That the reason why it's tar over here is because even though they were gozer normally chazal, that yadayim are tameh, but in the mikdash they weren't gozer that, and that in order not to spread the tumas, similar to the concept that we had before that they weren't gozer mashka beis mitbachaya, mashka beis mitbachaya. And that's because they weren't gozer that gzera. Therefore, that's why the yadayim over here are even though there's a suffix that maybe they touched the needle, that's why they're going to remain tar. Frag the Gemara, v'neima she'ein tumas yadayim v'kelim b'mikdash. Why was he only focusing on the yadayim? Why doesn't he say that there was no gzeira on yadayim in the mikdash, and also there was no gzeira on kelim in the mikdash? Because the Gemara is assuming as of now that really the knife may have very well touched the needle, and the only reason and why the knife is tar is that the needle is not metame the knife is also because the fact that one keli could be metame another keli is the rabbanon, and that gezeira as well was not made in the mishkan in the mikdash. So why didn't Rabbi Kiva say that? So after the gemara, I'm reviewed. I'm v'itamer Rabbi Yisibur Chanina yadayim koydim gezeiras kelim nishnu. The gezeira that they made on the yadayim was an earlier gezeira. At that point in time, they were never gezeira that kelim could be metame other kelim midrabanan, and this edus was said over at that point in time when the gezeira of the yadayim was made and the gezeira of kelim wasn't made. So at that point in time, it wasn't a chiddush to say they didn't make the gezeira of kelim, because at that point in time, even for chulin, they didn't make the gezeira of kelim. So it's not a schus. There's not a mila that you had in the base of mikdash that you didn't have everywhere else. Mashaik and Yadayim, which was already Nigzar and Alpha became in the base of English, they were Matar. So on that, Rabbi Kiva commented that Zachinu, it's a schus for us that they didn't make the Gzeira of the Yadayim in the base of English, that this way it doesn't spread the Tumah.
Wait, we're saying Rabbi Kiva said this before the Gzeira?
Lefi, this, it would seem that Rabbi Kiva himself was before the Gzeira of Kalim.
How is that possible? I mean, Rabbi Kiva was after the time of the base of English. So when was the purpose of the Gzeira?
Or Rabbi Kiva was saying it he was saying it at the about this Mishnah that was learned, and Rabbi Kiva must have known when the Mishnah was said. So at the time that this Mishnah was said, it was Kodim Gzeiras Kalim.
But the Gzeira on Yadayim doesn't have to do with the suffix that he actually touched Tumah, right? It's just a
okay. So there's more than one Gzeira on Yadayim. There's one Gzeira of Yadayim that Stam Yadayim is Tumah, which was made later on, which the Gemara discussed in Shabbos in the Yurchas Dover. So that Gzeira is one Gzeira. Then there was another Gzeira even beforehand that when Yadayim touch Tumah, they become Tameh. Midaraisa, it's all or nothing. If a person can't become a Shein in the Tumah, so not, even his Yadayim are not Tameh. So even before they were Gozer Stam Yadayim, they were already Gozer that when Yadayim touch Tumah, the Yadayim become Tameh. And that's the Gzeira that we're talking about over here.
This is like a vaday tumah derabanan.
Right.
Definitely touched tumah.
Right. So Amar Rava says, Rava, how could you say this teretz that Yadayim and Kalim were not made at the same time? And this Mishnah was learned in between when the Gzeir of Yadayim was already made, but the Gzeir of Kalim was not yet already made. They were both made in the same day. I mean, both of them. Normally in Shas, whenever you have Bai B'yayim, it means Bai B'yayim that they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as a Nasi, but over here it means Bai B'yayim of the Yud Ches Davar. They were both made on the same day. It doesn't mean on that day that we always talk about, but rather on the same day, and they were both made in, as part of the Yud Ches Davar in the first parak of Masechet Shabbos. They were both made at the same time. Ditznan, like we learned in the Mishnah, HaSefer V'Hayadayim, a sefer, that was one of the things that were geyser because they used to store the truma next to the swarm and then the mice would come for the chuma and end up ruining the storm. So they were going to say that a sefer is like a sheni latoma to be metame and chuma vayadaim and yadaim v'tvuyoyim. And Tvuyayim, which the Gemara and Shabbos takes out from over here, because that's not a Xer Darabonon, that's a Deraisa. V'eichlim v'akelim, or food, or kelim, shenimum mashkim, which became Tamid from mashkim, which is all Darabonons. So all these things were Nigzar then that they passed on Truma. So they were all made in the same shot. So how could you say that this mission was set in between? Elo Amar Rava, rather, says Rava, Hanach l'tuma sakin, dafidu b'chulin nami le'mitamei. The reason why Rabbi Kiva didn't say that was Zachinu, that they weren't going to Tumas Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, is because this knife, even if it wouldn't be the Beis HaMikdash, even if we were talking about a butcher who's cutting it in Romania and he's cutting it in the back and the knife would have touched the needle vital, the knife wouldn't have become Dame. Why? Because Haithakin did not give a mic. Because what are you afraid that the knife touched? Ilam did not give a basar. It touched the meat, meaning the meat that became tamei from the needle. Ha'ein eichel metamei kli. An eichel that became tamei from something, the maximum the eichel could be is a rishon. A rishon can't be metamei keli. A rishon eichel cannot be metamei keli. A keli can only become tamei from an avatoma, or midrabana, like we discussed before, from a mashke. But an eichel that's a rishon cannot be metamei keli. So even if it touched the meat, still the knife wouldn't be tamei. The ela the naga b'machan and ela ma'ir choishet that the knife directly touched the needle v'ein kli metamei kli. Assuming that the needle, like we're going to explain soon, was not an avatoma, the needle itself was only a rishon l'tuma. So then vayter a keli which is a rishon l'tuma cannot be metamei another keli, and there's no not even a takara derabbanan that it could. The only thing that we learned before in the Yud Ches Dover that where Kelim could be Tamei Midrabanan is only from a mashke. So the reason why Rabbi Kiva said you don't see from here that Kelim, that they were not that they removed the Gzera of Kelim in the Beis Hamikdash is because over here even after the Gzera of Kelim Mimanashach, even if it was Chulim, the Kelim would be tar because the meat can't be Metame the knife, nor could the Macha be Metame the knife.
And Yadayim is different. Yadayim
could become a sheni, right? A kli, even midrabanan, could the lowest down it could become is a rishain. They never were geizer that a keli could become a sheni, except for mashkim. Masha enkein Yadayim that they were geizer. Yadayim could become a sheni. I mean, when Yadayim touch a rishain, they become a sheni, and even when Yadayim touch a sheni, they become a sheni. So says the Gemara, Hai machat mayavirite. Now the Gemara comes to explain what's the status of this needle that we're talking about over here, that we're choishet that the meat is tamei, but nonetheless we're saying that the yadayim and the keli are tar. Ine masafik machat. If we don't know what this needle is at all, it's just a suffik. A random needle is found in the meat. You don't know what the status of the needle is. So we know from a Mishnah in Shkolim that there was a gzera on suffik kelim on nimsayin. If you find a keli lying around, you don't know the status of the keli. You have to assume that the keli is tamei. Frank the Gemara va'itmar. Didn't we say Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina? Chad amar leigazra al suffik aruchin. Even though, again, this is similar to what we just said before about Safek Kalim, there's also a Xer Safek Arukim. If you're walking down the street and you see some reik, some saliva there, you don't know where it came from. It could have come from an Adam Tara, could have come from an Adam Tame. So, Misafek, you have to, they were Chazal or Gezer, that it's, that a random reik that's lying on the street has to be assumed to be Tame. But, nonetheless, Legaz al Safek Arukim Shibushalayim, even though in the rest of Eretz Israel and the rest of everywhere else, they were goyzer on Safek Rukim. In Yerushalayim, they were not goyzer on Safek Rukim. V'chadam, or the other one answers, legozer al Safek HaKelim Shem Yerushalayim. That other gzera that we mentioned before, that you find the Stam Keli lying around again, you don't know the nature of the Keli, so they were goyzer, you have to assume it to be Tamei. This gzera as well was not made in Yerushalayim. So if the animal ate a needle, the needle, we're assuming as of now, came from somewhere in Yerushalayim. So if you don't know what the needle is, minastam, you don't assume that the needle is tamei. So why is this needle metame the basar? Rabbi Yudah Marav, kegoyim she'avdolei macha tamei meis. The case is you know you lost a needle that was tamei meis, v'kira bebasar, and now you recognize the needle inside the meat. So since you recognize the needle, you're right. Stam needles are, you don't assume to be tamei. If you recognize the needle and you know that it's tamei, so then of course it's tamei. Now this teretz is problematic because according to this teretz, the needle will be an avatoma, like we've explained before, cherev areu kechalol. So if a metal keli touches an avatoma, touches a tamei meis, it becomes an avatoma. If that's the case, then it will be metamid, the knife and the yadayim that touch it. So the Gemara is going to have, we're going to discuss that soon. But that's one case that we're talking about, that we know that the needle is a tamei meis. The parah was muzzled, and you know that the last time the cow was unmuzzled was before they entered Yerushalayim. So if there's a needle inside, the needle didn't come from Yerushalayim, it came from out of Yerushalayim. Out of Yerushalayim, stam kelim are tamei, and therefore the needle is a stam kelim from out of Yerushalayim. So therefore it's metamei debasar. Kufa. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chara Amar Legosar Al Safek Arugim B'Yerushalayim, once said that they weren't goyzer on the Safek Rukin, the Safek spit that was found on the floors of the streets of Yerushalayim. The Chara Amar, the other one said, Legosar Al Safek Akelim Shibushalayim, you have a Safek Keli lying around in Yerushalayim, they weren't goyzer. Says the Gemara, Rukim Tanina Kelim Tanina. What's the chiddush of these Amarayim over here, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef, they weren't goyzer these things in Yerushalayim? Both of them are Mishnayis, Rukim Tanina and Kelim Tanina. Rukim Tanina, where do we see this in a Mishnah? Ditnan, Kol Rukim Namitzayim Yerushalayim Tahirim, all saliva that's found in Yerushalayim is assumed to be Tahir. Chutz Mishal Shuka Elyon, besides the one that's found in the Shuka Elyon, was the upper Shuka of Yerushalayim, because over there, that's where the Tmeim used to hang out in order not to be Matame everybody else. This is their quarantine place, so to say. So over there, obviously, you're going to have to assume that all the Rukim are Tamei. But everywhere else in Yerushalayim, they're assumed to be Tahir. So it's often a mishnah that the rukim in Yerushalayim are tar. What do we need these amarayim to say? Like Gazrael, Safek rukim shabu Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Itzricha, what his chiddush is afagav this chazik zav. Even though you know that a zav wapai, maybe from the mishnah, if you just had the mishnah that said like that stam rukim in Yerushalayim are tar, you would say on the street that you don't know that a tummy walked by, but you don't have to assume a tummy walked by. But if you know that a group of people walked by and one of them was a tummy, and now you found roik in that area, so now maybe you would have to already declare, you have to have a suffix that maybe it came from the tummy. Kamash Malon, that even there they weren't goyzer on the suffix roik, even though you know that a tummy walked by.
And why were they not goyzer there? Why wouldn't that be a suffix? Or more of a
suffix. To me, midaraisa, it's definitely it's more of a suffix, but it's self called suffix. It's not enough to become tamei midaraisa, because midaraisa it's still suffix tamei b'rishus rabbim. After the gzeirah derabanan, they didn't want to spread tamei in Yerushalayim, so they weren't geyser. Kalim tanina. What about that which they weren't geyser on suffix kalim in Yerushalayim? That's also a mishnah. Ditnan. All kelim that are found in Yerushalayim, derech yirida lebeis atfila, on the way into the mikvah. When they used to have, the mikvahs had two entrances, an entrance and an exit. So the way you went in was not the way you went out. So anything that's on the way into the mikvah obviously has to be tameh, because why are you bringing it to the mikvah if it's not tameh? And it can't be that it already went to the mikvah, because then it wouldn't be on the way in; it would be on the way out. So anything that's found in Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim, Koshkin, everywhere else, and it's on the derech yurida to the Beis HaTfilah, Tameim, it has to be assumed to be Tameh. Hada al-Matarim. So you could be Medayik, Dafka, because you have a rye that it's Tameh, because it's on the way into the Mikvah, that's why you assume it to be Tameh. It's Mashmah, if it would be found anywhere else, you wouldn't assume it to be Tameh. Because if there's a gezerah of Stam, Kelim, and Tzayim, then no matter where it's found, it's Tameh. So obviously on the way to the Mikvah, it's Tameh. It's no worse than if you found it on the street that it would be Tameh. Says the Gemara, Tameich, according to you that you want to be Medayik from the Mishnah, Eim HaSeifa, let's say the Seifa of that same Mishnah. Derech Aliyah, if you find out on the way out of the Mikvah Tahirim, then it's Tar, because if it's on the way out of the Mikvah, obviously you tabled it already, so it's assumed to be Tar. So let's be Medayik from the Seifa. Dafka, because it's on the way out of the Mikvah, do you know it's Tar? Hada Alma Tameim. That's mashmi if you would have found it anywhere else that's not on the way in or the way out. It's tamei. So you have a steer in the yukim. So mitzad the mishnah itself, you wouldn't know which way to go, and that's why you need him to say that lo gozer al stam kelim biyushalayim, which tells us our reisha dafka v'seifa lav dafka, that the reisha that says on the way in is tamei is dafka, because anywhere else that's not on the way in minastam you would consider it tar. The seifa that says on the way out is tamei is tar is not coming to be midak that if you found it anywhere else it's tamei, because that's taka not true. Even if you found it on a random street in Yerushalayim, it would also be tar. So why does the seifa say on the way out is tar? What's that coming to say? What's that coming to be mechadish? It's only coming to say lafuke gezaisa, the alleyways, meaning there was alleyways that went to the mikvah and only to the mikvah. That alleyway, you have to go into the alley on the way into the mikvah and the way out of the mikvah. So if you find it on a random street in Yerushalayim, they weren't gezer on it. But if you found it in the alleyway, if you went into that alleyway, it had to be tameh, because otherwise, why are you going towards the mikvah? So the keli had a cheskes tuma. Now you don't know if this was dropped on the way on the trip to the mikvah, or was dropped on the return trip back from the mikvah to the regular street. So you know the keli for sure had a chazak of being tameh. You don't know it was ever toiveled. So with their taka of minasafik, it would be tameh. So that's what we said on the way out is tar lafuke, that if you found it in the alley it would be tamei. But enachanami the rest of Yerushalayim you could be medayik from the ratio, and that's his chiddush, that the diik of the ratio is the stronger diik, that anywhere else in Yerushalayim that's not in the alley, so it never had a cheskes tuma, minastam we don't assume it to be tamei. Frati Gemara ule Rav the amr kigayin she'av de lemachat tamei mace. According to Rav, who says that you lost a needle that was a tamei mace, the kira babasa, and you recognize that was that needle that you lost in the meat. So kivan to amar mar bacharal cherev arekachol. Since we have the rule that any metal keli, like a sword that touches a cherev that touches a mace, gets the same tumah as the mace itself. So and hu adin if it touches an av, it gets the tumah of the av. So adam the keli nami metami. So why is this needle not metami the person that touches it or the keli that touches it? And avatoma midarites is metami people. And midaraisa is matama kalim. So bishvam, if you don't know the needle had tomo, it's just exeridar abonon, like the other mandamor of stam kalim. So stam kalim, they never were misakin that it should be enough. They were even midar abonon, they were only misakin to be a rishain. But if we're going with Rav's teretz that we know that the needle was tomo, so now it's tomo midaraisa. And not only is it tomo midaraisa, it's an avatomo midaraisa. So if that's the case, so not only should it be metame the basar, it should be metame the person who touched it, and it should be metame the knife that touched it. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Zoi Semeres Azara Rishus HaRabimi. Teretz is because the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash is a Rishus HaRabim. And we know that the rule is, Sofek Tumim Rishus HaRabim is Tara. So we have a needle in the basar. As the person was handling the basar, he may have touched the needle, he may have not touched the needle. And similarly, the knife, as it was cutting through, it may have touched the needle, may have not touched the needle. So that's a Savik Tumma, Rishus HaRabim. A Savik Tumma, Rishus HaRabim, is Tar. So Zayis HaMeres, from here we see Azara Rishus HaRabim. The Azara was considered a Rishus HaRabim, Legabi Tumma. V'havalei Savik Tumma, Rishus HaRabim, V'chol Savik Tumma, Rishus HaRabim, Seke Tar. So it's like it goes with the regular rules of Savitam Rishus HaRabim, which we know Minasafik is Tar. So the Gemara is Medayik. From the fact that we had an answer that it's a Savitam Rishus HaRabim, it's Mashma, Hab Rishus HaYachid Tzveke Tomer. That Enechanami had the same Suffolk happen to Rishus HaYachid, and you have a Suffolk if the hands touch the needle or if the knife touched the needle, then the halacha would be that it would be Tomer. So Hab Rishus HaYachid Tzveke Tomehu Mechdi Hai Machat Davar Shem Baidas Lishahu. The needle is a Davar Shem Baidas Lishah. Now the Gemara speak, the Rishonim speak out of here. It doesn't mean the needle is Ein Baidas Lishah, because the Tumah, we never care if the Tumah is an inanimate object or not. The Tumah is usually an inanimate object, but rather it means the thing that's becoming Tumah from the needle. This case of needle where the Sakin touched the needle is a Davar Shem Ein Baidas Lishah. You can't, the Sakin also doesn't have Das. You can't ask it if it touched it or not. It doesn't have Das. The rule is, even though we know there's Safik Tamei, Rishusa Yachid is Tamei, that's only by something that's Yesh Baidas Lishol. On a person, and not only as a person, it has to be a person that's a Ben Das, that's already a Galo. But where it's not a Ben Das, and Kol Shekein, if it's an inanimate object, which is Ein Baidas Lishol, then there's no din of Safik Tamei Rishusa Yachid Tamei. And this is all learnt from Psukim by Saita and other places, that Safik Tumah is learned from Saita, just like Saita is Yesh Baidas Lishol, so too every other Safik Tumah, in order to be Tamei, has to be Yesh Baidas Lishol. So bottom line, why do you have to say over here that Azar is a Rishus Rabim? The reason why the knife is Tamei, and Echanami the Rishonim point out that the hands would need to come onto Rishus Rabim because the hands are a person, that's Yesh Baidas Lishol. But at least the knife, the reason why the knife is not Tamei is because it's Ein Baidas Lishol. And for the Gemara, Mishum Dahavi Savik Tumma Habavi De Adam. You're right that the knife itself is Ein Baidas Lishol, but it's being handled by the person. And the person was the one who facilitated the Safik, because had it not been for the person handling it, it wouldn't have came near the needle. So since it's being handled by a person, so that's considered Yesh Baidas Lishol, because the person who facilitated it was a Yesh Baidas Lishol. Like Rabbi Yechanan says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Safik Tumma Habavi De Adam Nishalim Aleha. So a Safik Tumah that came about through a person, Nishalim Aleha, that's considered as if it's a Yesh Baidas Lishol. Afilu B'Kli HaMunach Agabei Karka, even though the Keli that's in question was sitting on the ground and the person's only handling the Tumah, not even the thing that it has a Safik if it touched the Tumah or not, nonetheless, Kedavar Sheyesh Baidas Lishol. It's considered like a Davar Sheyesh Baidas Lishol, and therefore Min HaSafik, if it was in a Rishus HaYachid, it would be Tamei. So over here, the knife that's being handled by the person, if it would be in a Rishus HaYachid, it would be Tamei. And the only reason why it's Tar is because the Azar is a Rishus HaRam, so it goes with the regular rules that Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tar. Okay.
What's the Hasbara of the Azar being Rishus HaRam? It's not because of that people.